On the other hand, the other principle about constraining capital flow, that was taken quite seriously. That principle was enforced during what's usually called the golden age of post-war economic growth, high economic growth, high productivity growth, expansion of the social contract, the period of the 1950s and 60s. That was a period in which, in fact, capital was closely regulated. That system, the Bretton Woods system, was broken down and dismantled by Richard Nixon in the early 1970s with the assistance of Britain and later other countries. It had pretty much the predicted effects. It was predicted right away in the early 70s when capital controls were dismantled that this would lead to a period of low growth, low wages, and in fact very high profits, which is pretty much what we've seen. There was also an attack on the welfare state, primarily in the United States and Britain, but to an extent in other rich countries as well. These are major features of the past 25 years, also lower productivity growth and indeed lower growth of trade, because as the thesis suggested, the elimination of capital controls introduced various forms of protectionism, pretty much as predicted. So this has been a period of what's been called a sustained assault on free trade by the head of economic research at the World Trade Organization in a major technical study. He incidentally estimates Reaganite barriers to imports as having about three times the effect of other trade barriers instituted by other rich countries. And in fact, the Reagan administration broke records in market interference in this and other ways. It has been a period of very high concentration of the sum wealth that has been produced, and it's been very highly concentrated. As you all know, inequality has risen very sharply, primarily in the United States and Britain. In the U.S., it's back to the levels of the 1920s.